Okay, so now we're coming to, this is where the Buddha makes his declaration. So, Yava Kivanchame.
Yava Kivanchame.
Bhikkhave.
Bhikkhave.
Imesu Chatusu Arya Sachesu.
Imesu Chatusu Arya Sachesu.
Evang Ti Parivattang.
Evang Ti Parivattang.
Dvadasakarang.
Dvadasakarang.
Yata Bhutang Jnana Dasanang.
Yata Bhutang Jnana Dasanang.
Na Sufi. Na suvi sudan ahosi.
Na suvi sudan ahosi.
Neva tavaham bhikkhave.
Neva tavaham bhikkhave.
Sadeva ke loke.
Sadeva ke loke.
Samara ke sabrahma ke.
Samara ke sabrahma ke.
Sasamana brahmaniya pajaya.
Sasamana Brahmaniya Pachaya.
Sadeva Manusaya.
Sadeva Manusaya.
Anuttarang Samasambodhing.
Anuttarang Samasambodhing.
Abhisambuddho.
Abhisambuddho.
Pachanyasing.
Pachanyasing.
Might as well take the next paragraph too. Yato chako me bhikkhave.
Yato chako me bhikkhave.
Imesu chatusu arya sachesu.
Imesu chatusu arya sachesu.
Evang ti parivattam.
Evang ti parivattam.
Dvadasakaram.
Dvadasakaram.
Yata bhutang jnana dasanam.
Yata bhutang jnana dasanam.
Su visudang ahosi.
Su visudang ahosi.
Attahang bhikkhave.
Attahang bhikkhave.
Sadeva ke loke.
Sadeva ke loke.
Samara ke.
Samara ke.
Sabrahma ke.
Sabrahma ke.
Sasamana brahmaniya pajaya.
Sasamana brahmaniya pajaya.
Sadeva manusaya.
Sadeva manusaya.
Anuttarang.
Anuttarang.
Samasambodhing.
Samasambodhing.
Abhisambuddho pachanyasing.
Abhisambuddho pachanyasing.
Okay, taking the first paragraph. Yava kivancha. Yava kivan means as long as. Then the cha is just an. Then may for me. Then imesu chatusu arya sachesu. It's locative plural. In regard to these four noble truths. And remember, I've explained several times. In English, we say knowledge of something. But in Pali, words for knowledge go with the locative case. So one has a knowledge in something. Knowledge in regard to something. So in regard to these four noble truths, then we have evang ti parivattang vasakarang yata bhutang jnana dasanang. So thus, ti means three, parivattang means a turn, zhuang, Chinese zhuang, turn. Zhuang. Zhuang, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or we could say a turning.
Turn.
Turn, yeah. Or even revolution in the literal sense of turning around. When dvadasa karang, dvadasa means 12, and akara means aspect. So these are 12 aspects, three turnings, 12 aspects. Yata Bhutang means as it is. Jnana Dasana, knowledge and vision. Then na is not. Visuddhang means purified. And su visuddhang means well purified, thoroughly purified. Ahosi was. And so here we have the jnana dasanang, knowledge and vision, is described as having ti parivatang, three turnings and 12 aspects. And what are the three turnings? The three turnings are exactly the three kinds of knowledge. Knowledge of truth, knowledge of the task, knowledge that the task has been completed. And then the three turnings become 12 aspects because the three turnings apply to each of the Four Noble Truths. So when you take three turnings in relation to four truths, then you get 12 aspects. So the Buddha has to know not simply the Four Noble Truths, but he has to know the Four Noble Truths from these three different angles in order to get a total of 12 aspects. Yeah, these are functioning as adjectives describing jnana dasanam. So as long as my knowledge and vision, as it really is, with three turnings and 12 aspects, was not fully purified in regard to these Four Noble Truths. Okay, so that is the first clause. Then the second clause is neva, that's the na plus the ava, emphatic, not. Tava, for so long. Of course, tavahang is tava plus ahang. For so long, I then the ahang will go with the last word, pachanyasing. Pachanyasing is actually the aorist from is the word patijanati, which has several meanings. One of the meanings is to claim or to propose. Another meaning is to promise and also to recognize. But here it has the meaning of to claim or to propose. And so to get the aorist, we have pati plus the a augment from the past. And then it's built onto the root. sports, you know what happens when you get pati plus anyasi, is that the T-I turns into a double C, so it becomes pachanyasi. In this case, it's first person, so it becomes pachanyasing. I did not claim. So I did not claim. Then we have anuttarang samma sambodhing abhisambhuto. I did not claim to have, we say, awakened to become enlightened to, that's abhisambhuto. Anuttarang samma sambodhing. I did not claim to have become enlightened to the anuttarang, unsurpassed, samma, perfect, sambodhing, enlightenment. So I did not claim that I had awakened to the supreme, perfect enlightenment. Then we have a description, loke, in the world. And in the world, loke, the word loke is described by a bunch of adjectives. Sadevake. So we have the word deva means a god, the deity. And sa means with. And then the suffix ka makes it an adjective describing loke. In the world, with the gods. Then samarake. So Mara, you know, Mara is the evil one. And then Sa means with, and Ka makes it an adjective, again describing world. So in the world, together with Mara. And then Sa Brahmake, we have Brahma, who is, you know, the supreme god of the Brahmins. So sa means with Brahma, and then the ka makes it an adjective. Sa Brahmake, together with Brahma. So in the world, together with the gods, together with Mara, together with Brahma. And then we have the next noun is pujaya, which means the population, the people. In this population, then it's described as sa samana brahmaniya. So this is from sa, which means with, plus samana. Samana means ascetics or monks. Oops. And then we have Brahmana. So these are the ascetics and Brahmins. And then it's sa means with. And then the S is doubled because the Sanskrit is shramana, so that R turns and causes the S to be doubled. And then to become an adjective, it becomes Brahmaniya. And then here it's describing Pajaya in this population. So it's in the population together with ascetics and Brahmins. And then we have Sadeva Manusaya together with devas and human beings. So it seems the loka is sort of a bigger cosmological picture. We have the devas, Mara, Brahmas, and then the Pajaya is the population, which includes, because the Buddha was a samana himself, so he refers to, together with the ascetics and Brahmins, and with the deities and human beings. Okay, so putting it all together, so from Yava Kivanchame, so, and as long as my knowledge and vision as it really is, with three turnings and 12 aspects, was not fully purified in regard to these four noble truths, for so long, O monks, I did not claim that I had awakened to the supreme perfect enlightenment in the world with its devas, with Mara, with Brahma, and in the population with its ascetics and Brahmins, with its deities and human beings. Okay, then the next paragraph is just almost the same, except now he says, Yatochako me bhikkhave. So he says, here the ch has more the sense of but. In English we would say but rather than and. But, yato is when. But when, O monks, my knowledge and vision as it really is, with these three turnings and 12 aspects, was well purified in regard to these four noble truths, Atta, then Ahang Pachanyasing, then I claimed that I had awakened to the supreme perfect enlightenment in the world together with its devas, together with Mara, together with Brahma, in the population, with its ascetics and Brahmins, with its devas and human beings. Okay, any questions on this? Then we just go on right to the next. This is sort of the conclusion. So, jnanan chapaname,
jnanan chapaname,
dasanam utapadi,
dasanam utapadi,
akupa me cheto vimuti,
akupa me cheto vimuti,
ayam antima jati,
ayam antima jati,
nati dani puna bhavoti,
nati dani puna bhavoti.
Okay, so we have actually the Jnanang and the Dasanang sort of go together. And then the Chapana is just connective. So, and knowledge, or let's say knowledge and vision, then may, to me, Udapadi arose. So, for me, knowledge and vision arose. So this is what he knew. Akupa me cheto vimuti. Akupa means unshakable. And the kupa is also a future passive participle functioning as an adjective. It comes from, okay, kup means to shake. Kupya is that which can be shaken, which can be moved. But what happens is that the Y, you see, in Pali you can't have PY, the sound combination is too difficult. So the Y gets assimilated to the P. So it becomes kupa. So that is shakable. A kupa is unshakable. Bu dong, right? Bu dong de. And then chaito vimutti is liberation of mind. So unshakable is my liberation of mind. I think some versions just have akupa me vimuti. The printout you have?
Yes.
Yeah, some, I think the Sinhalese have chaito vimuti, the Burmese just have vimuti. So unshakable is my liberation of mind. Ayam antima jati, this, then last birth, this is my last birth. Then nati idani puna bhavo. Nati, there is not, idani, now, puna bhava, repeated becoming, or further becoming. So there is no more renewal of existence, renewed existence. So the knowledge and vision arose for me. Unshakable is my liberation of mind. This is my last birth. Now there is no repeated existence. So then it says, Idam
avocha bhagava.
So this was said, this is what the Blessed One said. Then Atamana
panchavagiya
bhikkhu.
Bhagavato bhasitang.
Then it should be Abhinandunti.
Abhinandunti.
I think the printed edition has Abhinandanti.
Yeah.
Or maybe in your version.
I have Abhinandunti.
Yeah, that is correct with the U, because it's third person plural. So here, Atamana means pleased in mind, satisfied, joyful. Panchavagiya bhikkhu, that is the monks in the group of five. Bhagavato bhasitang, the statement of the Blessed One. Abhinandung, they rejoiced in, they delighted in. or they appreciate, we say they appreciate it. So this is what the Blessed One said, and the monks of the group of five delighted, but satisfied, the monks in the group of five appreciated the statement of the Blessed One. Oh, it's almost 3 o'clock. What to do? We just skip the rest of the sutta.
Oh, no.
Let's try to do it quickly then. Because I don't want to. Next week we have to have the exam.
We do?
Yes.
Okay. Imasmin chapana veya karanasmin.
Imasmin chapana veya karanasmin.
Banyamane.
Banyamane.
Ayasmato kondon. Ayasmato kan. I always have trouble with this name. Kan. Kondanyasa.
Kondanyasa.
Yeah. Virajang vitamalang.
Virajang vitamalang.
Dhammachakung udapadi.
Dhammachakung udapadi.
Yankinchi samudaya dhammang.
Yankinchi samudaya dhammang.
Sabang tang.
Sabang tang.
Niroda dhammanti.
Niroda dhammanti.
Okay, here we have imasmin vayakaranasmin banyamane. What grammatical form is this?
Locative.
Locative what?
Singular. Masculine.
Very good, wow. Very diligent Pali student. So, you see it's locative, the case is locative. So, imasmin is the pronoun. Going with vayakaranasmin, that is, vayakarana means explanation, and banyamane, this is a passive present participle. There's a word banati, which, or a verb banati, which means to speak. Anybody knows Sinhalese language? No. In Sinhalese, preaching is called bana. It comes from this word, banati. So, bana kahomada, how is your preaching? Bana kahomada. Bana puluanda. Can you preach? Can you preach Dhamma? Okay, so banati means to preach or to speak. And then the passive form, I guess it would be bun. I don't think we actually see the passive, but bunyati is spoken. But here we have the participle, present participle. Banyamana, being spoken. But it comes here in the locative case. So while this explanation was being spoken, so it's the locative absolute, that means a subordinate clause. Then ayasmato kondanyasa, for the Venerable Kondanya, Vi rajang, raja means dust, vi means without dust. So with, we say dustless or spotless. Vita malang, vita is gone away, mala is stain. So this is stainless. Chinese is Li Go. Right? Yeah. Dhammachakung, the eye of Dhamma, the eye of truth, Uddhapadi, arose. So while this exposition was being spoken for the Venerable Kondanyo, the spotless, stainless eye of Dhamma arose. And then this is what the eye of Dhamma sees. Yang kinchi samudaya dhammang, whatever has the nature of arising, sabang tang nirodha dhammang, all of that has the nature of ceasing. Okay, then we have Pavati te chapana.
Pavati te chapana.
Bhagavata dhammachakke.
Bhagavata dhammachakke.
Bhuma deva.
Bhuma deva.
Then we could break this up. Saddam anusavesum.
Saddam anusavesum.
Okay, here we have another locative absolute. Pavati te. This is the past participle based on pavatiti, which means to start, to set in motion, to start moving. And it goes with dhammacakke, the wheel of Dharma. So when the wheel of Dharma was set in motion, Bhagavata, by the Blessed One, then Bhuma Deva, these are, Bhuma means relating to the earth, and these are the deities. So these are the earth deities. Then we take Sadang as a separate noun, means a sound. But here it's more than a sound, it's like a cry. But not a weeping cry, but a cry of joy. Anusavesum, it's actually based on the verb sunati, which means to hear. But this is the causative form, caused to hear. And it just has the prefix anu. So this is, the glossary gives proclaimed, so they, or we would say they shouted out, or they gave a shout.
Like the lion's roar?
Well, the lion's roar is usually the roar of somebody who is proclaiming his own triumph. But this is more like a roar of appreciation or a shout of appreciation. So they're announcing the news. So they say, Etang Bhagavata.
Etang Bhagavata.
Bharanasyan.
Bharanasyan.
Isipatane. Migadaye,
Migadaye,
Anuttarang Dhammachakam,
Anuttarang Dhammachakam,
Pavatitang,
Pavatitang,
Upadivatiyang,
Upadivatiyang,
Samanenava,
Samanenava,
Brahmanenava,
Brahmanenava,
Devenava,
Marenava,
Brahmunava,
Brahmunava,
Kenachiva Lokasmin. So they say, let's take the locatives first. Varanasiyan. In Varanasi, Isipatane, the name of the place. In Isipatana, Migadaye, in the deer park. Then take Etang, goes with Anuttarang Dhammachakang, this supreme wheel of Dhamma. Then take Pavati tongue, has been set in motion, then go to back to Bhagavata by the Blessed One. We could start with Bhagavata. By the Blessed One, this supreme wheel of Dhamma has been set in motion in Varanasi, in Isipatana, in the Deer Park. Then it's described upavattiyang, which means it cannot be turned back. Or some translate it, cannot be stopped turning. Samanenava, by an ascetic. Brahmanenava, by a Brahmin. Devenava, by a deity. Marenava, by Mara. Brahmunava, by Brahma. Kenachiva lokasmin, or by anyone in the world. So putting it all together, this supreme wheel in Varanasi, in Isipatana, in the Deer Park, this supreme wheel of Dharma has been set in motion by the Blessed One, which cannot be turned back by an ascetic or a Brahmin or a deity or Mara or Brahma or by anyone in the world. And don't confuse Dhammacakka, which is wheel of Dhamma, with Dhammacakku, which is the eye of Dhamma. They look very similar. Okay, now, actually it goes through. So we have the next paragraph. Bhumanang devanang sadang sutva.
Bhumanang devanang sadang sutva.
Chatu maharajika deva.
Chatu maharajika deva.
Sadam anusavesum.
Sadam anusavesum.
Okay, so start with sutva. Sutva is the gerund, having heard sadang, the sound of the earth deities, or the shout. Having heard the shout of the earth deities, then these are the next class of deities, the Chatu Maharajika Devas, the Devas at the realm of the four divine kings. They gave out a shout. They proclaimed a sound. And they shout out the same thing. And then the same shout goes from one deva realm to the next higher deva realm to the next higher deva realm. Each one is reciting the same thing. So we could just skip over. You could just read that on your own. Then we come to the sort of concluding statement. Ittiha.
Ittiha.
Tena kanena.
Tena kanena.
Tena layena.
Tena layena.
Tena muhutena.
Tena muhutena.
Yava brahmaloka.
Yava brahmaloka.
Sado abhuganchi.
Sado abhuganchi.
Then we'll take the whole thing. Ayancha.
Ayancha.
Dasa sahasi lokadatu.
Dasa sahasi lokadatu.
Sankampi.
Sankampi.
Sampakampi.
Sampakampi.
Sampavedi.
Sampavedi.
So itiha is just like saying, thus, then, tena kanena, they're instrumental, but in English we would say, at that moment, tena layena, at that instant. T- Tena Muhutena. Again, at that moment, I don't know. Pretty much they all mean the same thing. So at that moment, at that instant, Yava Brahmaloka.
Yava. I mean,
no, you don't have to, we already, so Yava is up to the Brahma world. And Brahmaloka, what case? With Yava. Carolyn has it. No, come. It doesn't look like a locative.
No, it doesn't.
With Yava. Often Yava takes... What case?
Ablative?
Yeah. Ablative. So like up to, yeah, it doesn't seem like the meaning of the ablative.
It seems more dative in English.
No, but it is, yeah, but it is the ablative. It's often used with Yava. As far as up to the Brahma world, Sato, the sound, Abu Ganshi, rose up. So just at that moment, the sound rose up as far as the Brahma world. Ayancha, so the cha, and this 10,000 world system, Lokadhatu, 10,000-fold world system, Sankampi, it shook, Sampakampi, they're all pretty synonyms. It shook, it trembled, it quaked. Then upamano cha ularo obaso.
Upamano cha ularo obaso.
Loke paturahosi.
Loke paturahosi.
Atikamma.
Atikamma.
Devanam dev anupavam.
Devanam dev anupavam.
So the cha is again and. Upamano means measureless. Ularo is like excellent, or another word, exalted. Obaso is radiance. Let's say for ularo, sublime. Okay, that's a good word. Obaso is light or radiance. Then loke, in the world. Then patur ahosi means appeared. This is from the regular verb would be patu bhavati. So patu bhavati. But then to make it an aorist, it becomes patur. Then we're going to put the a augment. And then the bhavati turns into hosi. So it means appear. Chinese xian, right? Chu xian. Chu xian. Okay, so, the measureless, sublime light appeared in the world. Then, atikamma means transcending or surpassing. Devanang, of the gods. Dev Anubhavang, You could say Devanubhava is the divine splendor of the gods. So there appeared in the world a measureless, sublime light surpassing the divine splendor of the gods. Then, Atako Bhagava Udanam Udanesi.
Atako Bhagava Udanam Udanesi.
So, Atako then, Bhagava, the Blessed One, then Udana means, it has a special meaning, it's like a joyful expression. And Udanesi, this is the verb, Udaneti, is to utter, to exclaim. This is the past tense. The Blessed One exclaimed a joyful exclamation, or he uttered a joyful exclamation. So he says, Anyasi Vatabo Kondanyo.
Anyasi Vatabo Kondanyo.
Anyasi Vatabo Kondanyo.
Anyasi Vatabo Kondanyo.
Yeah, the Vatabo is just something like, indeed. And then Anyasi means it's the aorist from ajanati, which means to understand. So it's, he's saying, Kondanyo has understood. Indeed, Kondanyo has understood. Because Kondanyo gained the Dhamma Chakku. And so we have, like, interesting contrast, like this shout is going up from the one Deva world to another, and this glorious light has appeared in the world. But the Buddha is not concerned about that. He's just concerned that Kondanyo has understood. So then he says, "Iti." Yeah, so that's what the Buddha says. Then the narrator says, "Iti hidang."
Iti hidang.
Ayas mato kandanyasa.
Ayas mato kandanyasa.
Anya kandanyo.
Anya kandanyo.
Tveva namang ahosi.
Tveva namang ahosi.
So this monk came to be called Anya Kondanyo. And so this is the explanation why he got that name. His original name was Kondanyo, but then they called him Anya Kondanyo. And so this says, iti hi dung. So iti hi is thus, idung. Idung goes with namang. This name ahosi was, in the sense of originated, or this name, Anya Kondanyo, arose for the Venerable Kondanyo. In more straightforward English, we would say, in this way, the Venerable Kondanyo got the name Anya Kondanyo. But in Pali, in this way, for the Venerable Kondanyo, there was the name Anya Kondanyo. I just have to make a quick phone call. Hello, Jen. I should get 23 minutes overtime. Oh, I didn't ask whether there's any questions. Maybe I could get some more minutes of overtime.
Isn't it amazing? Only one person got it. I could see why the Buddha's attention would be there if, with all these monks.
There were only five.
Well, only one got it.
That's the beginning, right?
Yeah, that's just the beginning.
What's the tweva?
It's something like a combination of tea plus eva. But for some reason, it turns into tweva. So it's the T with the A. The T is sort of like the end of a quotation.
Oh. It has nothing to do with like a U kind of a...
No. The Ava is just emphatic.
Oh. Is this the monk in another sutta where the Buddha holds up a flower?
No, that's supposed to be Mahakashyapa.
Oh, the Mahayana stuff.
Yeah, same thing, but only one person got it there, too.
Smiled.
Right. It's not even I don't think it's in an Indian Mahayana text. I think it's a...
Chinese Mahayana.
Yeah, I think it's sort of the invention of one of the collections from the Chan tradition, transmission of the lamp.
I have no designations for any of these things, but one gets it.
Anyway, we're in a grammar class.
Yeah. Atikama, surpassing.
Yeah.
Is it like a present participle?
No. What grammatical form is it? Atikama devanam devanubhavam. I explained something like this last week. Right. It's the gerund formed with the YA ending.
Right. Oh, okay.
But atikamya. But in Pali, you don't get the MY combination. So the Y turns into the preceding consonant.
So it's more like a having surpassed.
Having surpassed, yeah. Did I say surpassing?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's actually a gerund. More accurate would be having surpassed. Usually we end at 3 p.m. Yeah, but we wanted to finish this book today. Otherwise I'd have to add another course and delay the final exam in 2 weeks, because the following week we have the Abhidhamma program.
So we're going to have a one-day test?
What do we do?
How do I usually do it?
Over a period of
weeks. Kind of almost finished the yen. I mean, we did.
Excuse me?
We sort of repeated the lessons.
Like, yeah, but these grammar points, I have to say, in lessons 11 and 12, they're so...
Translation.
You want to review the grammar?
No. It's not reviewing the grammar, but what we did was we went through the translation of each chapter again. And
did
you
I
asking,
do?
Yes, that's what you did last time.
Asking questions.
Asking people to translate.
Yeah, that was the exam.
Right. Yeah. So, right. Now we have like a 10 lesson, 10, 11, 12.
No, it's only 11 and 12.
Oh, 11 and 12?
Because I gave the previous test was on 9 and 10.
Oh, what?
Or 8, yes, 9, right. And 10.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So you only have 11 and 12.
Oh.
And you said the verses are not on
the test. Yeah, those verses are not on the exam.
Oh, okay.
The verse on page 164.
So can you just tell us which one you're going to test on so that we can focus?
Yeah, good.
Let's see. What should we do?
Do we have to study all of them?
Wow.
Could we just do one sentence here and there?
Maybe it's too much for 1 week.
Yeah.
I think it has to be spread out.
Sometimes we've done 2 weeks of testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has to be spread out over 2 weeks.
I just don't
see it's too much. Actually, it's too much to do in 1 week.
Yeah, even with all the people with online.
Right.
Yeah.
And when we look at how many we're missing here.
Okay, so let us say next week we'll take Lesson 11.
Okay.
Exam on just the lesson 11.
Yes.
Will Dhammapada be on the exam?
Oh, I see. What I did was just to select a few. Okay, now I remember what I was doing. I think that story about the Pajeka Buddha and the dog is nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the beginning of 11.
Is that the first
story? Yeah.
147?
Yeah.
Number 1?
Yeah. Then maybe I'll skip over number 2, the Alavaka Sutta. Then we can take the Dhammapada verses. Then we'll take section 4, even though it looks like a lot, but once you do the first paragraph, the others just repeat the same thing.
We can do 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I did the further readings.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Okay, but then we'll add to this further readings number 1. Mm-hmm. And further readings number 2. And further readings number 4. Oh, no, let me change that. Further readings number 3.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
No, not 4.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
What if somebody's on a retreat at that day?
They can do, I could send them, you will be away?
It's the Blue Cliff retreat that week.
Then you do the written exam.
All of it.
At the retreat.
Can I send the passage to Nicole. Then she could print it out for you. You could do it. You could hand it in later. You have to take each word and phrase.
Of all these.
I'll make up an example.
So of everything, I have to do everything.
No, I take just one passage. Oh. But different passages for different people.
Because I'm going to be on that retreat all the way until US Friday, then leave Blue Cliff and come here.
So then I could give it to you printed. And you can do it. What?
When I come here for the Abhidhamma.
Yeah, I give it to you. You don't have to do it over that weekend.
Okay. You don't know I'm leaving a retreat.
Okay, I think.
More days.
Yeah, we finished. Yeah.